Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRussa. Got a good show for you today. We've got Phil's pick, some news about politics and music colliding, new music from a 90s staple, and the best rock from all eras on WMFO.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you've said neither am I. And the air outside so soft, saying everything, everything. Thank you.
The name of that band is Toad the Wet Sprocket, and I've always wondered where that name came from, so I looked it up. It's named after a Monty Python skit, and it was adopted by the band. They were just four teenagers at the time. They were about to play in a club, and they needed a name, and they took it pretty much as a joke, and it stuck. Toad the Wet Sprocket, here in Rock of Ages, WMFO. We also heard Foreigner, Blue Morning, Blue Day. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. It is Thursday, September 3rd. Reminder that I am not broadcasting live this morning. I am pre-recording the show. It's actually Wednesday when I'm doing it, so don't be confused when I give you a weather forecast. I'm not really reaching too far into the future. Today is going to be a nice day, actually a bit of a return to summer. It'll be partly cloudy, a high about 85 degrees. Tonight, clear, a low of 69. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high of 87 degrees. So a little bit of a return to summer over the next couple of days. And then for the weekend and the next couple of days into next week, a return to the beautiful early fall-like weather we've been having over the last couple of days. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick. Phil is my friend from Watertown, and he has given us a steady stream of great rock songs to listen to over the last couple of months now. Today's pick is by a band called Heartless Bastards. The lead singer didn't start singing in public till she was around 18, and she eventually started the band in Ohio. And then they toured the Midwest for a while and were noticed by the Black Keys, who got them signed to a record deal. Since this is Phil's pick, here's Phil to tell you all about today's song.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Skin and Bones by the Heartless Bastards. The Heartless Bastards is a roots rock band fronted by Erica Wienerstrom, whose music incorporates elements of blues, hard rock, garage, punk, and country. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening, and be safe and be kind.
Spend my time near as a child. It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone. If your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried. I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, and know that you will wait for me. It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone. Wait till I come back to your side. We'll forget the tears we cried.
I feel as though you ought to know that I've been good as I can be. And if you do, I'll trust in you and know that you will wait for me.
But if your heart breaks, don't wait, turn me away. And if your heart's strong, hold on, I won't delay. It's been a long time. Now I'm coming back home. I've been away now. Oh, how I've been alone.
Hello, this is Joe Piscopo from Saturday Night Live. You're listening to Ron La Russa, a fellow Paisan.
That's Joe Jackson from his 1979 album, I'm the Man, and On Your Radio. We heard Wait from the Beatles, the Revolver LP. That was for Joanne listening on Long Island this morning who wanted to hear some Beatles. And also Skin and Bone from Heartless Bastards, which is this morning's Phil's Pick. And don't forget to join us every week at this time for Phil's Pick, Phil from Watertown, right here on Rock of Ages. Well, good morning. I'm Ron LaRussa. And I don't know if you got a chance to see the MTV Music Awards last Sunday night. It was the first awards show in the post-COVID era. There's going to be a bunch of them now coming up in the next couple of weeks. The format was weird, right? There was no audience. The live performances were a little weird, but that's not really what I noticed about it. What I noticed was that none of the winners, not even any of the nominees, were remotely considered rock acts. And if you look back like 10 years, even 20 years, right, in the year 2000, winners included the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Blink 182, Limp Bizkit, Eminem, and going back even to 1990, Aerosmith, Don Henley, Billy Idol, B-52s. This year, nothing even close to a rock act, which I found very interesting. They did revive the Best Alternative Video category for the first time since the 90s. The last time they did it, way back then, Green Day won, beating out Radiohead and Garbage and The Verve, some real classic 90s names. This year, the award went to Machine Gun Kelly, who beat out the 1975, Lana Del Rey, 21 Pilots, Phineas, and All Time Low. Well, one band that could have been in the 1990s alternative video category is the Smashing Pumpkins. I never like to play the same band 2 weeks in a row, but I'm going to make an exception today. Last week I played 1979, but they've got a new studio album on the way, and literally like the day after last week's show, they released two songs as pre-releases from that album. New from the Smashing Pumpkins, this one's called Seer, Rock of Ages.
Upside down, how should they pass? Say I done told you. Say how I tried to. Where you from? From creation's crown. chain. No time for revolving doors. No time for the killing floor. No time for the killing floor. There's no time left for you. No time left for you.
Playing the best rock from all eras. That's the Guess Who and No Time. And we heard the new one from the Smashing Pumpkins, Seer, it's called. And they have a new album coming out soon. That's a pre-release that came out on last Friday. Did you see in the news this week the couple from Ecuador who apparently has the new world record as the longest living, oldest, I guess, couple with a combined age of 215. He's 110, she's 104, and they got married on February 7th, 1941. They have been married together for 79 years. That's amazing. On the complete other side of the spectrum is Fleetwood Mac. I'm going to play something from Rumours right now. Rumours sold 40 million copies back in the day, at a time when the band was in total disarray. It was two married couples, both breaking up at the time. John and Christy McVie were breaking up, and Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, right when they were in the process of writing and recording this album. And these songs were literally the only way that they were communicating with each other. This song was written by Lindsey Buckingham. It's his perspective on his breakup with Stevie Nicks. Fleetwood Mac from Rumours on Rock of Ages.
Loving you isn't the right thing.
That's a group called Saga here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. They're from Canada, kind of a one-hit wonder in the United States, but huge in Europe. They've actually released about 20 albums, but we did not hear much from them after that one, On the Loose. And we heard Fleetwood Mac from Rumors and Go Your Own Way. Coming up next, the collision of music and politics, right after this.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, this was an election week, and I think politics is only going to get more and more attention from us over the next several months. Late last week, yet another music artist threatened a lawsuit against the Trump campaign for unauthorized use of their music at campaign gatherings. The estate of Leonard Cohen said they are exploring legal options after the use of the song Hallelujah at the RNC last week. But just Tuesday of this week, musician Eddie Grant actually sued the campaign over the use of his song Electric Avenue in a video that he posted on Twitter that has already had 13 million views. And this is just the latest conflict between the Trump campaign and the music industry for music played on the campaign. The Tom Petty estate, the Rolling Stones, and Neil Young have all threatened legal action against President Trump's campaign for his rally soundtracks. We, however, can play these artists. I don't think the estate of Tom Petty is going to mind. This is You Got Lucky, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Yeah, go!
this is my life. It's not what it was before. All these feelings I've shared, and these are my dreams that I've never lived before. Somebody shake me, 'cause I must be sleeping. Now that we're here so far away, all the struggle we fought was in vain, and all the mistakes one life could take, they all finally start to go away. And now that we're here so far away, and I feel like I can face a day, and I can forgive, and I'm not ashamed to be the person that I am today. These are my I've never said before. I think I'm doing okay. This is the smile I've never shown before. Somebody shake me, 'cause I must be sleeping.
I'm a big fan of alt rock from the late 90s and early 2000s. I don't play it a lot on the show because it's a little too angsty for 7 o'clock in the morning. It's one of my favorite bands, Stained, who actually met at a Christmas party in Springfield, Mass. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for waking up with me this morning. We have a little bit of a return to summer over the next couple of days in the weather. It'll be partly cloudy today, but a high up to 85 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 69, and tomorrow, mostly sunny. High of 87 degrees before we go back down to some of the nice early fall-like weather we've been having over the last couple of days. I don't know if you've noticed, but there's an interesting trend right now on TV, the reunion show on HBO Max. That's their streaming platform, and they're literally trying to create this new genre. Previously, they announced a Friends reunion, which was going to be part of the launch of HBO Max a few months ago, but then it got delayed by COVID. Last week, they announced that the cast of The West Wing will be reuniting for a theatrical staging of one of their episodes called Hartsfield Landing. And apparently it's about voting, and it's about trying to get out the vote before the election. And just this week, they announced a reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which will tape sometime in September, and air sometime around Thanksgiving. This is one of those songs where it's really cool to listen to the lyrics. It's by the Kinks, and it was inspired by walking down the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And it names a lot of famous actors from the golden age of Hollywood. This is Celluloid Heroes from the Kinks, 91.5 WMFO.
Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in movies. Doesn't matter who you are. There are stars in every city, in every house and on every street. And if you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, their names are written in concrete. Don't step on Greta Garbo as you walk down the boulevard. She looks so weak and fragile, that's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on a throne. But she turned her back on stardom, because she wanted to be alone. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood. And some who suffered in vain. Rudolph Valentino looks very much alive, and he looks up ladies' dresses as they sadly pass him by. Avoid stepping on Bela Lugosi, 'cause he's liable to turn and bite. Hers was such a lonely life. If you covered him with garbage, George Saunders would still have style. And if you stamped on Mickey Rooney, he would still turn round and smile. But please don't tread on dearest Marilyn, 'cause she's not very tough. She should have been made. She was only made of flesh and blood. You can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. And some who suffered in vain. Everybody's a dreamer, and everybody's a star, and everybody's in showbiz. It doesn't matter who you are. And those who are successful, be always on your guard. Success walks hand in hand with failure along Hollywood Boulevard. I wish my life was a non-stop Hollywood movie show. A fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any. Walk along Hollywood Boulevard. fantasy world of celluloid villains and heroes. Because celluloid heroes never feel any pain. And celluloid heroes never really
The band is Cracker, and the song is Low from the 90s. And we heard the Kinks with their ode to old-time Hollywood. Celluloid Heroes here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's show. Ron LaRussa here. As always, I appreciate you joining me this morning and every week at this time. We've got Labor Day weekend coming up. For some of you who've been working from home since March, you'll be going back to work. Good luck with that. If you're a student, school will start again if it hasn't already. So until next week, have a great week. Thank you.